The Biden administration says it will restart a program that once allowed children fleeing violence in Central American countries to settle in the United States. It's the latest step the administration is taking to figure out how to handle a new influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Since President Biden's rollback of Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, thousands of people have crossed into the United States and are being detained in crowded facilities. Yesterday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott was in the border town of Mission, Texas, and called it a crisis.
This crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
Earlier today, I spoke with Aurelis Hernandez, who covers the border for The Washington Post. She's in San Antonio, and I asked her to respond to Governor Abbott saying that what's happening at the border is a crisis.
So I think it depends on who you ask and how you put what is happening right now in context of everything that has happened at the border, not just in the last 4 years, but for decades now. You know, from the perspective of Governor Abbott and some local leaders along the border, the numbers of people, you know, 500 families a day that Border Patrol agents are intercepting are alarming, right? And represent a significant threat in a time when the pandemic is still raging. And there are concerns about whether these folks are bringing the virus with them. And there is a stress that we've heard at the Washington Post through our reporting from, you know, Customs and Border Patrol agents and other folks who are involved in this infrastructure. But for other folks who live with this all the time, this is just the next phase of an ongoing saga at the border. Mm. From the Biden administration's perspective, they've called this a stressful challenge and have shied away from using the word crisis. But they've taken certain steps that may indicate that they see this influx as a significant emergency for them.
Okay, well, let's hear from Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, when asked if it was a crisis. Here she is.
Look, I don't think we need to sit here and put new labels on what we have already conveyed is challenging, what we have conveyed as a top priority for the president.
So the question is, Aurelis, how much blame or credit does the Biden administration really get for this, for relaxing some of those Trump administration policies and allowing, for example, asylum seekers into the country?
Well, it's true what Governor Abbott said, that CBP officers and agents had warned the administration that unraveling those policies from the Trump administration were going to result in an influx. I think the Biden administration knew that and knew that, you know, any change in those policies, some of which needed to change, but in doing so, that would send a message then to Central America and to other places across the globe that the United States is now open. And that's where Governor Abbott was wrong, I think, in large part. He called the Biden administration's moves an open borders policy. The fact of the matter is that a public health emergency order, Title 42, is still in place. And so the vast majority of people who intend to cross the border are not getting through. It's only specific groups, such as unaccompanied children, which has surged in recent weeks. Families with tender age children, because Mexico, according to our reporting in the Washington Post, has decided that they are not going to take, you know, small children into their shelters or into their system and are sending them into the United States because of that public health order.
Can you explain, though, what is happening with children and families when they approach the U.S. border? I know there is now concern that the Biden administration is kind of stuck in the same position that the Trump administration was, in a way. So what's happening when they come?
So it really depends on a number of factors. For the most part, if you are a family with small children, children under the age of six, because Mexico is not taking those folks back, and normally they would be expelled back to Mexico, those folks are then ending up in CBP custody. They're ending up in processing centers. I visited one recently underneath the Anzaldúa's Bridge in Mission, Texas. So they get processed there. Their information is taken. But for the most part, they either end up at a respite center run by Catholic Charities, which is like a shelter or like a way station, or dropped off at bus stations in Brownsville and in McAllen and are off to their destinations with a notice to appear. If you are a child, an unaccompanied child, which we've seen a huge influx in children and teenagers who are coming across the border alone, the Biden administration has chosen not to expel children outright, which is a change from the Trump administration. So those children are being taken into custody as well. They're limited on how much time they can stay in custody in Border Patrol facilities. And so what the Biden administration has done is reopened some of these, you know, I guess you could say notorious soft-sided shelter facilities until they are sponsored by someone who, a family member or someone that they have in the United States who takes them after that. If you remember, the Trump administration opened these facilities to the great chagrin of immigration advocates and folks who didn't think that we should be detaining children. But because there are so many and we can't, the government cannot keep them for an extended period of time in sort of holding cells and the kids in cages images coming to mind, these shelters are being opened to accommodate that. And it's sort of, but to push them more quickly through that so that they are not staying extended periods of time there.
Aurelis Hernandez covers the U.S. southern border for The Washington Post. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.